Yo, yeah, it's not the usual, because I don't know the theme song. Yeah, that's our colleague, and unfortunately, our colleague
That's ill.
is ill today. So shout out to Dell, get well soon. But yeah, we're running the ship today. So yeah, I'm with my boy Ola.
Come on.
Come on, man, and yeah, we're just gonna do a very quick episode of Indie Takers. Maybe let's start off with the elephant in the room, which is the Scott D'Amore situation. My head's hot,
Where
man.
do you even start with
Where
that?
do you start, bro? Where do you even
This
start?
was a man. This was a man who knew the company. Like, he was there in the beginning, I'd like to say. And he was restoring the feeling, fam. We even saw him after, was it Josh Alexander and Will Ospreay?
Seen him a few times.
He came out and he was like, yeah, this is TNA, this is that. And I was like, yeah. I was tearing my shirt, bro. Only to find out a couple weeks later that he's fired.
Not making sense,
I
bro.
don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it.
So I've tried to find out as much information about the situation as possible, and from what I'm seeing, it was a dispute about the direction of TNA moving forward, which to me just doesn't make sense because it's a dispute with Anthem, and Anthem are the ones, you know, that are basically, I'm gonna assume, paying the bills around there and, you know, things like that. So of course they probably want some input, and maybe they were just a bit too scared at the fact that Scott D'Amore was making really close connections with WWE. Maybe they were upset with the agreements that he had with CMLL, English, not easy, man. Maybe, and you know, AEW and things like that, New Japan, like maybe they just didn't like the fact that he was opening the doors too wide. Do you know what I mean? And probably wanted to
Why?
tone it back.
Why? Why not?
Well, you know,
Why
do you know
not?
what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Like, why
Leave the
not?
door. Leave the door open. Leave it open, man. Leave the door open. Why are we not leaving the door open? It don't make sense.
Bro, it don't make
Let's have
sense.
these companies come in. We was even talking about recently. What was we saying? Maybe having the return of the X Cup.
Yes.
People that we would like to see in the X Cup. And it's been taken away.
It's been
Why?
taken, bro, and it's not even just that. I feel bad for the talents because I believe like a lot of these talents had re-signed or signed because of
In
Scott.
favor of Scott D'Amore, yeah.
And now he's gone, you know, you can only hope that when contracts are coming to, you know, expiration, that these lot want to extend. I mean, I watched something with Moose a couple of days ago, and he said word for word, he's like, if there's no Scott, there's no Moose. So like he's basically letting you know, he's like, if Scott's not around, I'm not going to be around. So if that's the general feeling around the locker room,
Consensus,
huh,
fam.
TNA's finished
It's mad
because
because,
they just got back.
yeah,
They
we
just got
just
back.
rebooted the whole computer. We just rebooted it. And to see it turn to this so quickly is mad. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I still have faith because obviously, you know, old logo and this and that. And still, even on the recent episode, I don't know whether it was taped or not, we're still seeing like remnants of what Scott D'Amore was doing, where you know, style for the X Division match and you know, just straight bangers throughout the night, you know what I mean? But I don't know, man. I think the future, what do you think the future now holds for TNA? Because obviously, with Scott D'Amore gone, I reckon. Me personally, I reckon like quite a few things will change. I think the partnerships that have been made, they've been made. I'm not sure anything can be done about that, but yeah, what do you think? What do you think the future holds for TNA now that Scott D'Amore
Gone.
is gone, fam?
Yeah, I agree. I think the partnerships that have been made,
Yeah.
and they'll stay. how important these athletes from other companies are featured, like how important they're going to be featured in the shows and stuff like that. That's yet to be seen. In terms of like the direction of the company itself, away from all of those other companies, I don't think like we're obviously everything's reaction in it. Like Twitter were reacting to it, YouTube's reacting to it. Everything's just reactionary. But I don't feel like Anthem are gonna look at the situation knowing how much Scott's done and deter away from it. That would just be killing themselves. Do you know what I mean? I still
Absolutely,
think they're
yes.
gonna go in the same direction. They just will tweak some things here and there, e.g., maybe, bro, it could be as dumb as something like language being used on the show. Maybe how segments are being filmed. Maybe who the faces of the company are. Do you know what I mean? Because against Moose is Scott's guy, but is he the guy that Anthem want as the face of TNA?
I know, I don't want to. What's the first?
I don't know what to say, so I just don't want to
What's
say it,
the
bro. You know? I
first?
didn't want to say, I didn't want it to be, I didn't want it to look like I was hating. It's Black History Month as well. You know what I'm
Oh,
saying?
yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so shout out to all the amazing black wrestlers around the world.
Of
But
course. Of
yeah, no,
course.
for real. Honestly, I don't think it will change too much. I just think there'll be tweaks here and there. I do think that some of the big signings or like some of the talents that Scott was chasing or could have been chasing won't be chased. I do think they'll narrow it down, and you know, and sadly a lot of the free agents that are out there, there's gonna be a lot of factors into them signing, whereas before a lot of it had to do with Scott and his presence being around and the trust in his creative process. So
Yeah.
yeah, that's what I think. Sad man.
I can't. Yeah, no, of course. It proper is, but like you've said, hopefully the direction doesn't change too much and it's more so just small tweaks and stuff there, because it looked like we was really headed in the right direction. Even the wrestlers we was getting linked with, like
Bro.
Okada. Don't get me wrong, it's still like Okada,
Yeah.
most likely won't be coming. But even just to hear that name, it's like they've got
The
the
ambition.
money and
Yeah.
the ambition and the power to even go for someone of that nature. So let's just hope they don't lose their ambition, I suppose, and the
Like,
people.
if it's your product, you know what I mean, and you're investing money into it, I wouldn't see why you'd want to kill it. Do you know what I mean?
No, of
As
course.
opposed to still being a recognizable brand in North America, it makes more sense to kind of still keep Scott's legacy in a way alive. But yeah,
Absolutely.
again, the tear from the big signings, you know, I'm going to assume that a lot of those stars that have re-signed or have signed in like the last 2 years are on good money, decent enough money. Yeah, we'll just see where things go from here. But the show,
Yes.
last week's show, didn't seem too far off, you know, what Scott would do. But was that show
Yeah.
before he got fired or after?
That's what I'm trying to work out.
Because it
I
was
feel
taped,
like it
right?
might be taped. Yeah, I feel like it was taped. So it might have been a bulk taping that they've done that's just been released. That's been released, obviously. So we'll see, man. We'll see.
So we're still in the Scott era, low key. What did you think about the show?
Good show, man. Good show. Loads of little seeds planted. Loads of familiar faces as well.
For real. It's good
That
to see my
I
boy
didn't
Rhino
present.
back.
Yeah, man, loads of familiar faces. But yeah, it was a good show. What did you think of the show, bro?
Yeah, I liked it, man. TNA is just an enjoyable watch, isn't it? Like, I don't sit there and like feel bored or cringe or anything like that. Mike Bailey, yeah, Dell might be right. He might be Wrestler of the Year. He might be in contender of Wrestler of the Year, because that guy, I
Yeah.
can't lie. Once you get past the kick pads and bath, yeah, once you get past that.
That
There's
I
a
hear it.
talented wrestler there, man. He's super, super
Absolutely
gifted,
hear it.
man.
Yeah.
And you know what else is nice as well? It's nice to see the machine guns in like prominent storylines kind of waving the flag for the company still. I really do appreciate those guys coming back and sticking around, and alongside Scott bringing the company back up to where it used to be. What are your thoughts on Nick Nemeth so far from what you've seen?
I'm still interested.
Yeah.
I think it's been decent. Obviously, I haven't expected like absolute fireworks from the get-go, even though we've been saying that his matches will feed families, blah blah blah. Obviously that will come, but yeah, it's been solid. Obviously, he said it himself when he joined, he's not here to win the title straight away.
Yeah, which is good.
He wants to work hard for it. You know, and we've seen that many times where, you know, a wrestler leaves the WWE and they go to another promotion that's considered lesser than, and they just strap the title to them and inshallah, fam, like, let God do the rest of the work, fam. So yeah, it's been good so far. Obviously we'll get into what he did in this episode as we go through the matches. But yeah, he's been good. He's been good. What about yourself?
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I'm
Yeah.
intrigued. I'm not like excited yet. I just want to see how they get through the first like big pay-per-view with him. And then, you know, kind of see what's after that, because if he's not going for the title straight away, there's a bit of a line in front of him still.
Of course.
And you know, we'll just have to trust that the new owners, or the not new owners, but the people that are going to be running up creative now instead of Scott, just do him justice, really. But maybe they see him as the face of the company. Who knows? And if they do, then yeah, Scott's been real. I appreciate, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, if they see Nick as the face of the company, I'm with them as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm backing them as well, because Nick is my guy.
I
But
hear
yeah. Let's go through this card, man. Take us through
it.
the card.
Cool. So, first match we had was a match from Chris Sabin. I've actually forgotten who he faced. Do you remember who he faced? But
No,
Sabin had a match.
say
Sabin had a match one day.
he had a match one day, yeah,
He had a
last week
match one day.
sometime, yeah,
Sometime last week.
tight,
The
yeah.
match was good. The match was fairly decent. But something we noticed was this match is sponsored by Mustafa Ali.
Listen, Ali and TNA just make so much sense, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he, you know what? I wouldn't even mind if he becomes like one of the longest reigning X Division champions of all time. I'm just saying.
Right, or red day.
A red day.
I hear it. I
He's just
hear it.
super talented, bro.
Yeah.
Super
Yeah. It's
talented.
very early. No, go on, go on, go on.
Yeah, but I was saying, like, I wouldn't even limit him to the X Division. You could world tap, yeah, world tap, yeah. I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying? Feel like you want to say
Yeah, in
something,
terms of
but you don't.
Mustafa Ali, there's obviously a clear vision and goal. I still can't work out what that vision and goal is, but I'm
Fair.
on the train for it. I'm on the train
I don't know where the destination
for,
is, but.
I don't know where the destination is, but let's be going. Let's be going, bro. Let's be going. Because even this whole, like, this match is sponsored by Mustafa Ali. It's fresh. I have not seen that before.
It's different,
So,
making
yeah,
him seem like
man.
big business, like he's got that sort of power, he's got that money. Do you get
Exactly.
it?
Exactly. And that's how it's come across in
Yeah.
his vignettes as well, obviously giving off the huge presidential vibes and whatnot. So yeah, I still don't think Ali's actually had a match bar the one in France, I think.
Not
In terms of like the in
the was it the indie show?
yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen him since.
I haven't seen him since then. So again, still very intrigued to see what he can do, but obviously we know from what we've seen already, without him even stepping into the ring, there's a big creative mind there. So yeah, man, let's see what he does. Yeah. Next up, we had Xia Brookside and Tasha Steelz. Another good match. Tasha Steelz getting the win. Obviously, great for her. Really good outing for both her and Xia Brookside. Are you familiar with any of them?
Not really, no, not Xia Brookside. But it was what it was, isn't it? It was what it was. I didn't really lock in too much into that match, but yeah. Did you enjoy it? Was you a fan of it?
Yeah, I found it was a good match. Like I said, it was just a good outing for both, in it.
Like a little
Obviously, as
showcase match.
someone, yeah, pretty much that's how it came across to me, innit? And obviously, I don't actually know both wrestlers, but I've definitely heard their names quite a few times, when talking wrestling, of course. So it was good to obviously see this and get an introduction to both. Yeah, I just look forward to seeing the future, what the future holds for both, to be honest. After that, we had Grizzle Young Vets attacking ABC in a backstage segment.
They was cooking in the promo.
Yeah.
They was cooking in the promo. I think ABC is one of the best tag teams in the world.
Bro, hard to
Easily.
argue.
Yeah, easily. So yeah, I really like this that tag match. I mean, they've started the best of three series. So I think last week was match one, if I'm correct, yeah. And then yeah, it's gonna continue. So yeah, they're really making these world tag team title belts, a big deal, which is good because tag team wrestling is very much alive in TNA.
It absolutely is. And obviously, I don't think we ever got to speak about that first match, but that first match,
Cooked.
Chef's kiss.
Cooked. Yeah, cooked.
Fantastic.
Nah, it was. It, listen. You know when you see names on a piece of paper and you just know what to expect, like you don't even
Yeah,
think.
yeah,
Yeah,
yeah. Fireworks. Yeah,
immediately.
man.
What? Immediately.
Fireworks, bro. Because, yeah, man. Like, bro, if you haven't seen the match, go watch the
Go watch
match.
it. Go watch it.
And
Definitely watch
the thing is, TNA are so, you see, when it comes to social media, these guys, yeah.
it. Yeah. They get it.
12 days ago, do you know what they posted? The best of five series between Beer Money and the Motor City Machine Guns. They know that they're
I need
onto
to watch
something. So
that.
they said, because you know what, because we are giving you this, go back and see what we have
Done
produced
before,
in the
yeah.
past. These guys are mad. But yeah, that trilogy is surely going to be up there with that, especially after seeing the first match. So yeah, we look forward to seeing the next two matches. That is mad. Next we had yeah next we had Mike Bailey versus Zachary Wentz. How did you feel about that match?
I told you, man. Mike Bailey's that guy. I've been told you. We were talking about him throughout Indie Takers last year. You know what I'm saying? You just got to get past the barefoot. And then, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
Bro,
trying. I'm
try
trying.
harder. Pause if
I'm trying. One
necessary.
thing I'll say, yeah, that kick thing that he does.
Oh, yeah. The
Myth, bro.
You want that on 2K, innit?
Put that in the next game, or you still be so stupid.
Hey man.
Put that in the next game. But yeah, I can't lie. I'm starting to get over it. I'm
Here.
starting to get over the barefoot thing.
You have
Mike
to, man.
Bailey, big props because wow, what a match. Even Zachary Wentz, bro.
Yeah,
That
he no, he
UFO
took no,
power.
honestly, he put in a showing. It was bro, it was a
Bro.
really good match. Like between both of
Yeah.
them, it was really, really good. And it could have gone either way. Like either guy could have won the match, in my personal opinion. And it was great to kind of, I feel like when you go into a match with Mike Bailey, you're just instantly gonna get elevated anyway.
Yeah, man.
He's one of them guys, he's like an AJ Styles, like he just makes everybody around him look better.
Good, yeah.
So yeah, shout out to him for real.
Yeah. What do you think's next for him? Obviously, they've got this, well, yeah, obviously they've got this feud now. Obviously, Trent Seven
Yeah.
made his debut, I think. And Nick
Return.
Nemeth,
Was it
yeah,
his debut or
returned.
return? Because I think he
Either.
had travel issues or something like that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And obviously, Nick Nemeth came to make the save. Super kicks everywhere, just taking people's heads off. So, yeah, again, that was good. But yeah, what next do you think? What is next for Mike Bailey?
I don't know, you know. He's in a weird situation. It's not a weird situation, but it's just like when you have a talent like that, like off the top of my head, I can't remember this guy cutting promos or speaking. So it's like that's not in my
Yeah.
mind like that. From an in-ring perspective, he's the guy, do you know what I mean? But it's like
Absolutely.
again, the face of the company and depending on the direction that they want to go in moving forward. I don't know, man. I feel like there's a mid-card championship that I'm missing that he could potentially go after. It's not that
There's
stupid mid digital
digital
media belt, bro. I don't want to talk about that, bro.
media.
Like,
Yeah.
what's championship? What's the? There's another mid-card belt. TNA. I'm gonna search it right now. TNA Championships.
Let's see,
There's
because
defo.
there is the
They
TNA
can't.
World Title, X
It's.
Division Title, Digital Media World Tag,
It is the
the
digital media
Knockouts Tag
championship.
Team. Yeah,
It is the
that's.
digital media. I'm fuming.
I mean, granted, you give it to someone like a Mike Bailey, and it probably gets elevated.
My head's hot. My
Yeah.
head's hot, bro. I don't like that belt.
Yeah.
I don't like that belt. Could have just called it the. I guess they didn't want to call it the TV championship, innit? They wanted to kind of fit the new.
The new era or
New
whatever,
area in
yeah.
it, but yeah, he could go after that.
Yeah. I'd like to see him go after Moose. But he has to win the title,
Yes, yeah, has to. We ain't
win the
having
title.
Moose as world champion this year. Like, we need to, no disrespect, you know what I'm saying? Like, again, shout out to all the black wrestlers around the world and that, but yeah, Moose,
Yeah,
I don't know about that. Don't know about that one there.
it's a bit
Bit of a sticky
tired.
one.
Yeah.
Pause.
Next we had Trinity and Jordynne Grace in a tag match. Match was obviously good. What did you feel about that match?
Yeah, it is what it is like. Mean like for me, like it was nice to see Trinity in TNA. I think the idea of her being in TNA was nice, but I think like, and it's got nothing to do with a Royal Rumble appearance. I think just like she, to me anyway, she never kind of became what I thought she would become in TNA, which was like that powerhouse drawing ratings and stuff like that. Maybe she did, and I haven't checked them, but yeah, I'm kind of
Yeah.
just, you know, waiting for her to basically start wrestling on WWE for me personally. Now that she's debuted for the, at the Royal Rumble, it's kind of like made me feel a bit like, eh, to seeing her in TNA. But yeah, what did you
I get
think?
what you mean. Yeah, like I said, the match was good. I think it was a match that kind of served its purpose on the card. Don't want to say filler, but it was a good match. And like I've said many times, like, don't get me wrong, I think Trinity is a amazing athlete, very, very talented wrestler. My only thing is, I don't think her stock raised too much after leaving WWE. And the thing is, I'm not too sure what I would have wanted to, like, what I would have expected her to kind of do in order to raise that stock, whether it's go to Stardom, whether it was go to AEW or ROH. I just don't feel like she raised her stock a lot. But at the same time, now that she's with the E, it just feels like she's home again. And it feels like if there's anywhere where she's now gonna prove that, oh, you know what, I am that and I will be that, it's probably in the WWE. So yeah,
Yeah, I
we'll
agree. I agree.
have to see with Trinity. After that, we had a segment slash brawl where PCO,
Just skip this. Just
well,
skip
oh no,
the.
was, no, that's what we have to
Skip
talk about.
it. That we don't.
Was
Let's
it
skip it.
he used to be Connor in
Skip.
WWE?
Do I care, bruv?
I said he was in the ring.
Do I care, bruv?
Now we see some Frankenstein-esque theatrics.
Bro, it just needs to end. Yeah, you're dancing around the subject. It needs to end. He needs to go,
Think
bro.
PCO's sick.
No, it needs to go, bro.
I think PCO is cool. It took me a long time to warm up to what it was, but I
Whoop de
think
doo for you.
he's quite good, man.
Yeah, whoop de doo for you, man. I'm done. Yeah. Finished. No. Yeah, the tra he's not
Huh?
he's not that guy. Listen, when was I don't even want to get mad. I don't want to get mad because I'll sky the whole setup and then there's no more podcast. There's no more podcast. Bro,
Hey.
you're talking about if you're talking about like monsters and you know characters of the unnormal nature, yeah. He's going up against people like Abyss. You know what I'm saying? He's in that category of Abyss. Sorry, Abyss is up there. Yeah?
Where's
Abyss is up there.
PCO? Where's
He's down
PCO?
there. He's down there, bro. I can't do it. I can't. I just can't do it. It's not. Yeah. Yeah, I'm
I
sorry.
understand. I
Yeah.
get it.
Just get him gone,
I
man.
get it. I understand. Like I said, think with PCO, I just think it's a thing where maybe because I don't expect too much, I'm happy with what I get, if that makes sense.
No,
So,
no,
no?
no.
Should we move on?
Yeah, you should move on, bro.
Okay, cool. So next we had Josh Alexander versus Angel. Did you watch the match? Did you catch the match?
Yeah, it was good, man. I'm starting to see why people see him as like a main eventer. And that match with Will Ospreay for me was the like. You know, eye opener or
Yeah.
unlocking of the mind.
Absolutely.
Because I before and it literally came down to his gear. I just didn't like him.
I'm with you on that.
I just wasn't a fan. But that match with Will, I saw it and I said, I can see why you had the engine behind you. Do you know what I mean? And then after this match, I'm kind of just seeing the consistency and how good he is in the ring. Proper like connected with the fans. Loves the company. So, yeah, they might revert the championship back onto him. Who knows? But yeah, I
Yeah,
did enjoy
true.
the match.
Definitely, definitely. I'm not too far off what you're saying as well. I think the match was quite good. Good showing for Angels as well. But after the match, we had Josh Alexander celebrating, and then he's attacked by a fan. Not the same fan that attacked Seth Rollins. But the fan turned out to be Simon
Can't
Gotch.
believe it.
What are your thoughts on Simon Gotch? Because I don't really have
No, because you can't trick me. Because
any.
why did you deflect that question onto me? Because I don't care.
No, you don't
I don't
care.
care. I don't care.
Yeah. I feel like this is the part where Del Boy would maybe say some things about Simon Gotch. But yeah, I don't know too much since he's left NXT, apart from the fact that he loves a fight or a scrap. But yeah.
I
If
wanna
we're gonna talk in
say,
terms of that, go on.
sorry, I wanna say that Simon Gotch, and I could be wrong, but I wanna
Came to
say he was in
MLW.
MLW, yeah.
He
'Cause I
was,
remember,
he
yeah, I remember
was.
watching him,
He was.
like around like that lockdown era, like that lockdown era, or just before. That's when MLW was cooking, by the way. MLW back then was cooking, but yeah, I remember watching him then. And he was all right, you know what I mean? But I've always seen him as a tag team guy. So that's my thing for me. So if he's now in, if he's in TNA and he's doing this and he's gonna have his first, oh, is it his first? Is this gonna be his first match? Or has he been in TNA before this? Because
From what I know, I don't remember him being in TNA, but could easily be very wrong.
yeah, because I'll be realistic. I only checked back into TNA since the name. Yeah, me, Impact Wrestling? Yeah, wasn't there. I wasn't there. But the new name, I said, yeah, I'm here. So yeah, if it is his first match, Josh Alexander, that's a good first match to have, and hopefully they'll have
It definitely is.
a good showing.
After that, we had Alex Shelley versus Eddie Edwards in the main event. I thought it was an okay match. I thought it was all right. I'm always happy to see one of the guns anyways. If I see Sabin or Shelley, I'm smiling from ear to ear. And
Basically,
to see
takes you back
Shelley
to
in
old
the
days, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Absolutely. And to see Shelley in the main event scene again is still very, I'm still always very shocked at it. But at the same time, I'm just happy that he's actually getting that shine. But yeah, match was okay or good. Very creative finish
Are you a fan
in
of
terms of the call-up.
Eddie Edwards and what he's doing? That yes, cool. Cool. That
The thing
was not
is,
that one there. I just long as long as we're on the
you
same.
know what it is, yeah? When he was part of the Wolves, I believe they were called.
Bro, cooking.
But since then, don't get me wrong, I'm sure he's done a few good things here and there, but for me, I'm tired, man. I'm bored. I'm bored, and I don't understand it. Now he's part of Moose's faction as well, right?
Yeah, just doesn't.
So
It's just all a bit of a mess, and he's become like a Tommy Dreamer regen, if you will.
shizzle. Isn't that what he was supposed to become? He's living up to it.
Well, that's basically like his specialty in terms of matches and stuff, isn't it? Like just it's just so like it, for me watching him, the reason why I don't like watching him is not because he's not a good in-ring performer. It's just like you said, it's so far-fetched from what we grew up watching him as, which was this super technical, fast, high-flying performer to, I guess obviously age plays a part in it, but to now just being like, I don't know. I don't know, man. Like, it's not my cup of tea.
Obviously I'm all for style change and stuff. Like, we
Yeah.
see it all the time with like a even with an Osprey who we're gonna talk about later on, whose style has changed massively since he used to do a lot of the flippy kind of stuff with Ricochet and whatnot, as people like to say, or people reference all the time. But yeah, I just don't really get it with Eddie Edwards, to be honest. But yeah, it was a creative finish. The system obviously coming to aid Eddie Edwards after the match, leading to Knight and Kushida to come off, to come to the ring in order to protect Alex Shelley. Can I ask you something? What do you think of Knight? Do you know who he
Not too
is?
fond of him. No, I don't know. I've not like. What about you?
From what I've seen of him, he actually looks very, very interesting, in terms of his ability in the ring and stuff. I feel like there's some sort of like very untapped potential. It's mad because Scott D'Amore probably would have found a way to tap into that potential. But I'm kind of hopeful for him, man. I hope that he does well. Just a very, very interesting. The thing is, like, his style is flippy, but at the same time, it's not really of the norm as well. Like, I see some moves that he executes. I think that's what it is. His execution is a bit different.
Different, yeah.
Sometimes it looks a bit raw, sometimes it just looks different, and I like it. I'm here for differentiation.
English not
It's
easy, man.
English is not easy, but we move.
Move.
We
So would
move.
you say he's your one to watch for 2024?
No. If I was to have a one to watch for 2024, it's gonna be
TNA
Stallion and
specifically.
Slater.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
It's gonna be on Slater.
I'm just waiting for that.
Yep.
That episode. We'll just talk about the whole match, the whole episode. There won't even be
Yeah,
any other
that's
topics. That's it.
nah. What topics matter, bro? When you got Slater on the screen, you lost your mind.
But yeah, no. Also, yeah, Kushida as well. I'd like him to kind of get a bit of a boost this year in TNA. I feel like he's just always been floating around here and there, you know, being in the tag team or helping out or just, you know, like just one of them. I guess like yeah, like a superhero sort of thing, but like I like him to just step up and you know, he's had a few, I think he's had a couple world title matches as well. Obviously not been successful. But yeah, not saying world title, not saying put a belt on him, just saying I just like him to do more.
You're gonna see more,
Yeah, and in a more serious fashion as well. But yeah, overall decent show. Nothing major happened, nothing special. Just look forward to seeing what they do this week and be very interesting to see what happens when the tapings are done and we get a new fresh of tapings.
Indeed. Indeed. Obviously we spoke about Osprey a little bit earlier on. So let's segue. We have a rematch, a big rematch taking place soon. I believe March 17th, correct me if I'm wrong. I may be wrong.
Is it
Most likely I
March?
am. It might even be February.
That's what was February, February 18th.
February 18th.
Yeah.
Cool. We've got Oku Osprey part two.
Five
Now,
star match that was.
we obviously know how amazing the first match was. If you watch the videos or that match, you may see a couple of the wrestling guys losing their minds in the crowd.
Jeez.
Absolutely losing it. Yeah, we've got part two coming. Are you looking forward to it?
Of course, of course. I think that, you know, in every generation, in every continent of the world, there for me there's always that, not to say that this is, but just the comparison, there's always that Shawn and Triple H rivalry that you have. And there's always those two that have that magic that is never easy to explain. I'm sure if we all spoke about it, it's not easy to explain. It just happened. Do you know what I mean? Like these two just got in the ring together and it just happened. I feel like For me personally, I'm one of those people that definitely believe in a sometimes leave it as one, but I'm not mad that there's a two. With how they're telling the story and what's being said, it's definitely knocked up the match by like 10 levels. Do you know what I mean? Because if they were just going to run it back as like, oh, we're having Oku versus Osprey again,
As
I
a
feel like,
rematch.
yeah, I feel like people have just been like, okay, this is lit, but can it live up to what they've done before? But then you add more story element on top of it. Can't lie, match of the year contender so far could be.
There's definitely some added layers, and we'll get into that now. Osprey obviously saying it's not that he wants to take the belt away from British wrestling, because if anything, he wants people to step up. He wants to take the belt away from Oki,
E.
which obviously now makes that even more personal.
Yeah.
And I feel like it now comes from a place of, you know what, Oki, like, I'm leaving and I'm gonna be gone for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
I might not even be back. But I don't trust you to be the guy to carry this on your back.
That's
So I need
literally
to
it.
take this away from you and give someone else a chance, because he did say he wants to leave it in a battle royale. And then the winner of that battle royale would obviously have the belt and they would have proved themselves. But yeah, it is, he doesn't believe in Oki,
Which is mad.
fam. He doesn't
Which is
believe
mad.
in Oki. It could be of two ways, though. It could be a thing of he does believe in him, but he wants him to prove it, or he just genuinely doesn't believe
Doesn't believe,
in
yeah.
Oki.
And there could be that
And
hidden layer of just small jealousy, knowing that Oku could be the next guy, or could potentially surpass Will Ospreay's legacy in Rev Pro.
Absolutely, absolutely. And obviously another layer was added when Osprey's girlfriend slash or wife, correct me if I'm
Yeah.
wrong, Mr. Oakley. Please don't put me in a single leg Boston crab if you see me and I've got that wrong.
You're dumb.
but he said that Oku had not been training, sleeping, even eating
E.
after that defeat, which again adds the layer of Oku probably doubting himself. And maybe Oku's doubting himself now. Maybe there's that hidden doubt of,
Bro.
can I even beat this guy? Will I even beat this guy? So yeah, obviously the face off was really good. Yeah, part two is going to be, the thing is, I never like to say this match is going to be amazing. Now I have to expect for 65 kickouts, Canadian destroyers, table spot, ladder spot, everything. But I will say that this should be one to watch.
One to watch, and definitely
Should
could be match of the year contender if it's done right, which I'm sure it will be. But that leads me to I guess not the final
Not the
thought, but
final
like,
thought.
do you see this as a passing of the torch match as well? Because,
I'm scared. I was scared you was gonna ask that question,
yeah,
and I'll tell
sorry, I
you
had
why.
to.
I'll tell you why. I think Oku is amazing, genuinely. Now, most likely, when looking at this match, how it is, it probably is that a passing of the torch, you know. Carry British wrestling. Now, I'm not saying Oku can't do that. I'm saying Oku absolutely can do that. My thing is, how long is Oku going to do that? Because I can't lie, that guy is going to the he's going to break the glass ceiling and go somewhere.
Well, I was reading up about a forgotten NXT Europe,
Oh
which should be happening definitely this year.
yeah. Huh?
And yeah, should be coming this year.
When?
Unless
How? Where do you see this?
I say when, how?
Oh.
Ola said, you.
Fried chick me. Shut up,
I
Marshall,
was reading off about it because it just popped in my mind. I was like, yo, NXT Europe was supposed to happen last year. It never happened. But obviously, we had the Vince McMahon situation,
oh,
and we had the takeover. So I think it got put to the back. But with everything kind of now in place, I read 2024 is the year for NXT Europe. And these reports
That's
came out in
interesting.
December.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's very much still in their plan. They very much still want to do it. It's from what I've read, it's a matter of when, not if. So we just have to hope and pray. And if that is the case, I am sure with the connections that Shawn Michaels has to a lot of the UK talent, I am sure that Oku is on his radar. I am sure. There's no way William Regal, I'm sure Oku's even got William Regal in his phone book right now. And I'm sure that there has been a good word put in for him with Tony Khan. But you're also looking at a mega star in the Brit wrestling scene. And for me, this is definitely going to be a passing of the torch match, but I agree with you. It's techie because it's like we all know in this community that Oku is going clear, like he's gone. So it's just about like how long is he going to hold
Is
this
he gonna
torch
carry
for?
this?
And then who's after him? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if we want to talk about who's after, we've got potentially a Luke Jacobs, very young still. We've got Ricky Knight Jr.
I'm a big fan of Ricky Knight
We've
Jr.
got the amazing Connor Mills.
Big, yep.
So there are names.
Big fan of him as
There are
well.
definitely, definitely names for sure. Yeah, passing of the torch, probably. How long for? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure, but
Because this year, I really think if last year or the year before that wasn't Oki's breakout year, I mean, he even went to PWG and wrestled Jericho. Like,
bro, clear.
if that wasn't the breakout year, then this year, this guy is going clear. So I don't know how long he'll be around for. Yeah, that's my thoughts
I hear it, bro.
on if that's a passing of the torch.
I hear it. It's a bit of like, as you can see, it's just like I'm like, I don't know, like I want it to be a long-term thing.
Of
And I
course.
want that. No one will ever be Will Ospreay, but I want that void to be
To
replaced
be
because,
filled.
you know, in terms of like mega stars and big UK wrestlers making it to mainstream and stuff like that, we haven't got many. Like I'm talking about main eventers or like even top mid-carders, we haven't got many. So yeah, I want Oku to be around for a while, but we can't be greedy, man. If he gets that call from HBK or if he gets that call from Tony Khan, who are we? You know what I mean? Even New Japan, who are we to be stubborn and say, oh, you shouldn't go, you shouldn't go, you should fight for Brit wrestling. Fam, go make your career, man.
Just to segue, or another note that we can speak on. Do you think, in a way, with the way how British wrestlers tend to just always go over to the States in order to make it big per se, do you feel like, how can I say this? What do you think is missing from British wrestling right now to take it to that next level?
A company with a TV deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there is money in the UK scene. There is a big community there. There are sold out shows. There are hundreds of events. But the reason why they go over to the States is because the community, some will say, or probably is just true, that is much bigger over there. And there's more opportunities to be on a bigger stage in front of more eyes, on a natural TV network, whether it's with TNA or whether it's with New Japan or whether it's with they all have their either massive streaming networks or part of a bigger streaming network or a part of a TV deal. If the UK had, and it goes back to that show that used to be on ITV. I'm not sure if you remember it.
The world of sport.
World of Sport or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That was like a taste of what wrestling, UK wrestling could be on UK TV, but it just wasn't done correctly. It wasn't executed properly. I'm not sure how good the money was. But then I think the closest thing we've had to these guys being in a big stage like that is NXT UK. So with NXT Europe, we'll see what happens with that. And I know like the flagship, I would say country or whatever for that is going to be UK, the UK. That's my personal belief. I believe that there's just more out there in the States for you to be on a bigger platform than there is here. Why like you can wrestle in front of hundreds or small thousand every so often, but in the States you're doing it every single week, bro. Do you know what I mean? Even some of these independent shows are drawing like 1,000 to 2,000. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree with you, man. In terms of the future for British wrestling and how it can, I think the only way I can say is for it to stop being little gold or and stuff is probably to grab a TV deal. Even like a young Channel 5, Channel 4, something like that. I think would be really, really good.
I agree. I agree. And we could potentially see something happen with Defy and Progress with the merge that they're going through. Some may not see it as big news, but I do feel like that is very big
Seems big.
news.
Seems quite big.
Yeah. And that cross country collaborate. So it depends, like if they're gonna host their own shows and still do it like that, or if they're gonna just find a location and just do it as one big. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Thing.
oh, I'm excited for that, honestly.
Yeah, I've, one thing I'll say is British wrestling is definitely not dead.
No.
Dead,
No,
it's
no, no.
thriving. Is there room for progress? Absolutely. But it's headed in the right direction for sure. One thing I'll just add to your point of the TV deal is obviously word to my Gyanarthi Pradashan fan.
Production.
Pradashan. Like, we need better cameras. We need better cameras, better mics.
Know who that shot is to. Someone said it, not me in it.
I think
I agree with others as well, but
it's a lot of shows though. I can't lie.
which
But
is why Hustle has the
honestly,
best production.
hey, you
Because
heard?
they're not using 720p cameras. They're using big boy 4K cameras with crisp quality and crisp audio. No mics popping, no audio lagging. Production. Yeah, so I agree.
Gamble, man. My word to British companies, gamble. I know it's a lot of money. I know it's not my money, but gamble. Gamble. Put the money in, and I'm sure that you'll reap the benefits for sure. But yeah,
A lot of it
reap
also
that.
comes back to investors as well. Like, I feel like we do need, that Honestly, bro, obviously I'm a wrestling fan, so I can say this, innit? But if I was a footballer and I was earning 200K a week and I'm really a wrestling fan, I'm gonna go and invest in a company. I'm gonna go help build up that company, you know what I mean? And I don't know why a lot of like not even UK athletes, just people with money, I don't know how they look at like companies like what Progress have built, what RevPro have built, what ICW have built, like all of these big companies in the UK. Like, I don't understand why no one's looked at it and said, you know what, here's five
Some
mil,
money, yeah.
enjoy.
You just have it. No, but
Do
I hear it though.
you know what I mean? It's not happening like that. Whereas in America, there's investors everywhere, on the boards, on shareholders and all of this stuff. So it's just like we need more of that as well. Like money's just gonna obviously be a big part of that as well. Like, a lot of there is good money in the Brit wrestling scene, as I've said, but in the States, the money is there. The money is there.
Absolutely. I mean, I would like to think that once we have the TV deals and stuff for UK British wrestling and whatnot, then maybe that will come. Maybe that will come. Yeah, I believe that might even be all that
That's
we have
all
time.
she wrote, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Lovely talking to you, bro.
Absolutely.
Again, shout out to our other host, Mr.
Oh
Delve,
boy, man,
because
get
he's
my suit.
been get well soon, man. It's not easy out here. And yeah, do you have a match that you would recommend to people to watch? I say we just recommend Will Ospreay versus Okugwon.
Yeah, go watch that
Just
match.
watch that match
Go watch
in
that
preparation
match.
of this week. Is it this week or is it next week?
No
Chai, it's this week, Sunday.
way.
It's this week, Sunday.
So it might even be today. But if you have the episode, yeah, because I think this comes out on a Sunday.
Yeah, I won't have the episode.
So if
But
this is out,
whoever's doing production.
yeah. Listen, go, just go watch it.
Yeah.
Go watch that match.
Go watch
Even
that
if this
match.
is after that day, go and watch that match. Because I promise you, you're in for a treat, and it's just a little sample of what British wrestling is about. Meltzer said it himself.
Five star. Five star.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, no,
But
man. W episode, W mans, W indie takers.
Go.
Yeah. We'll be back next week. Listen, we said we'll be consistent, so we're listen, if there's one of us, there's one of us. If there's two, there's two. There's three, there's three. But regardless, there'll be someone on the screen. All
Absolutely.
right, in a bit.
Absolutely. Love, man.
Love, love.